Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Why don't you put your glasses on? It's the middle of the day.
What's your problem?
Why do you have your glasses?
Why do you have to start with such negativity? It don't concern you. Maybe I
me asking why you got glasses on is negative.
Every time you wear some glasses with lenses, you want to act snooty about glasses. I want to remind you, for 3 years you wore little yellow frame glasses with no lenses in it. Nobody called you out. We let you live.
Guess what?
What?
Now I'm wearing black glasses without a lens.
Ain't no lens in those? Jesus Christ.
No, man, what are you doing?
She's a child.
Because there'd be a glare.
So?
But why do you need the glasses?
See, look, Dave got a glare. You got a glare.
But why do you need the glasses?
It's a prop, just like your beanie.
No, I'm coming back from the gym.
That's a duet.
Skull cap.
You was looking real. I thought you Muslim.
This keeps the sweat out of my eyeballs that are not covered by frames.
So he became Muslim like in the last hour and then got on
brother,
the
podcast. Brother David, how you doing, brother?
I'm good.
Been a while.
Brother
Patrick, Sister Meg.
Wait, hey Dave, wipe your camera so because it was a little
hot, Meg. Take this.
No, not with your finger, with like a cloth, like your shirt or something.
I think.
Boom.
My ears are dirty.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Y'all don't be helping your fellow people do their best. Like
Dave got a young child. His life is just, it's the best that it's going to be. Okay. He's doing his best. Keon's kids are a little older, so they know not to touch stuff like that. But Dave's a new father. You see how he sat down and how he got up? He's tired. Okay.
See, 10 times better.
He's doing the best that he can, man.
I'm tired.
I don't even care. Y'all ain't real friends.
I got on Birkenstocks.
Hey, that's life. That's living. So does Pat. I don't know why. He ain't got no kids that we know of.
Who?
I have bootleg Birkenstocks.
Pat got on Birkenstocks.
You got the Turkenstocks from Target.
The bootleg ones, yep.
What shirt is that today, Pat? No more plug-in?
You said what?
What shirt is that you got on today? No more plug-ins?
Oh, you know, Ethica.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
You got the draw suit? You just sitting in the t-shirt and the draws?
And the sweats and the socks.
What size are you getting? Extra medium?
Large. I'm a large now. I've been working out. Oh, shit.
I know, because you got to fit them cloudy shorts on the back.
Wow. What?
Meg is a menace, bro. She just came in fired at everybody.
I act like this is new. This happened every single week.
Yeah, when we think that you're going to grow up. Jesus.
Never. I'm Peter Pan, nigga.
Wow. Hey,
are you would never say nigga.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I took some yerba mate. I drank yerba mate earlier. First time.
Drunk?
Lit.
This is out of the ordinary you for Meg. Like, what?
She got mate, okay?
She got sake in that tumbler.
It's a lot.
You over there drinking hard kombucha?
Man.
Oh, damn.
How was everybody weekend?
Big chilling.
Good. Yeah. Pat, how you get on TMZ, Pat? You was on TMZ. How'd you get on there?
I was on TMZ because they asked, Meg. You know what I'm saying? They hit a nigga up and said, bring your ass. So I said, okay.
Okay, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you didn't use that stupid background that you got right now. You use an adult, grown up one.
Oh, next time. Next time, no.
Wait, you was in like the studio on TMZ, or you was like on the street and they stopped you and like, oh shit.
Oh no, no, no. They do like a live show where they bring people in to talk about certain things. So they brought me in for Jonathan Majors and Simone Biles.
I thought it was fake. I'm not gonna hold you. I was waiting for
it. I did too.
In the middle at the end or something like that. I was like, oh shit, this is really, they responded to him. I was like, okay. I just knew it was a prank. I just knew it was. And I was,
that'd be so random.
That would be
and everything.
But not beyond the scope of you, Pat. That would be right on the list.
That would just be an interesting turn in content. Like, hey, look at me on fake TV. That's so random.
I finally got working this hard on Tubi, guys. So,
I saw that. Right,
bro, I saw that.
Very excited about that.
Ooh, good job to hear.
Thank you, man. You know, very excited. And we're looking forward to more. Hopefully, they try to license the whole catalog because I got over 100 episodes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Run it up.
How many is on Tubi?
Six. Last time I shot 12, six for YouTube and six for Tubi. So, those are brand new episodes no one has seen. And it's the good episode. So
what happened to your finger?
I was just about to say, did y'all go over that yet or
you trying to pick up too many hot dogs at 7-Eleven at once?
Hot dogs wouldn't hurt my fingers, man.
That was dumb, Meg.
Okay, well, say something else. Somebody else, come on. Someone else's turn. Get creative.
You're drunk.
I hurt my finger helping somebody move.
Yeah.
Where did you live?
That's not specific enough.
Man, I'm not buying that.
What happened?
Wait a minute. Hurting my finger helping somebody move is not specific enough. I told you exactly what I was doing.
You didn't.
What do you mean?
You just said you were helping somebody move. You didn't say what happened.
Yeah, the box.
I jammed my finger on the box. There it is.
It's always the box.
So you didn't have enough coordination to pick up. You like just went this way into the box.
This way?
I was setting it down. This finger hit another box.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have lied.
Yeah, you need
to invite him. I would have said a couch fell on it or something. That's crazy.
I know that's what took you out. You definitely need some vitamins.
You put a box down. That was like the one thing I was not seeing. How I said you weren't specific enough with helping move. I was thinking the U-Haul came down on it.
Yeah, because to have a splint on it, like that's not just an owie, that's an injury. You have an injury from putting a box down.
It's not a movement.
Levels.
Nigga said it's not just an owie.
It's not a movement. It's
an injury.
Putting the box down is the most embarrassing part.
Wait, to hear, did you have to go to like the doctor for that, or you put that on yourself?
I put it on myself. So I was going to go to the hospital because for like a week, it felt like it just needed to be popped. So I was just trying to pop it, but it hurt and it never would pop. So I think Friday morning I woke up, you know, you can pop your fingers like this or you can like pull them. So not Friday morning, I just pulled it. And it felt like it released a little tension, but shortly after that, it started swelling up. So
you re-injured it trying to, what the, okay. So you kind of hurt it, and then you tried to heal it yourself and actually injured it. You popped your own finger out?
So Saturday, because it was still swollen, I was like, I'm going to go to the hospital after I go to this little kickback. And while I was at the kickback, I started asking people, I was like, yo, is anybody a doctor or a nurse or anything like that? And the last group was actually this Filipino lady who was a nurse. And so I showed her and told her everything that happened. I showed her I could still bend it and everything, not as much because it had swollen. And so she was like, if you go to the hospital, they're just going to put you. She was like, do you have gout in your family? I was like, no, Meg does. She was like, well, if it's not gout, then they're not going to do anything other than give you an ibuprofen regimen and tell you to do the cold compress. So that's what I've been doing.
What is gout going to do? Like, are you going to die like instantly if you?
I mean, gout swells you up. Meg, what was it like for you?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to tell me because clearly you didn't started the gout in your family. She asked if you have a history. Yes, starting with you.
So Tahir clearly ruined this party, by the way.
I did not. I had a great time. Is
there a doctor around? Then you finally find one and she's like, go to the hospital.
I know, she's trying to turn up. Now she got to have a whole conversation about gout.
It was cool. We had a good time. We share stories.
That's crazy.
So you still didn't go to the doctor?
No, I didn't go to the doctor.
Is it better now?
It feels like it's getting better, yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. This man has been missing the side tooth for years. You think he going to start giving a fuck about his health? Like, just...
Right. Duly noted.
Yeah, that shit was on the back burner.
Like, you know what?
How long ago was the moving?
Two Sundays ago.
Wow. Okay. And the brace went on yesterday.
The brace went on Friday.
Did they check your blood sugar to make sure you ain't had diabetes? Because that's a slow healing injury. That's one of the symptoms. I'm not trying to be funny, but seriously.
Did they?
I didn't go to the hospital. So they
like, when was the last time you got your blood sugar checked?
With the WebMD.
Nigga, put a box back.
You're too old to not be having a My Chart, okay?
I have a My Chart, okay? I'm with Sydney Hill.
You need to utilize it. Get an appointment on the books.
I don't know, man. Putting a box down 2 weeks ago and still being injured is pretty crazy.
You see what I'm saying? You
it was two Sundays ago because yesterday was Sunday and we did it the Sunday before.
A week and a day.
So it's only been a week and a day.
Okay, so you could have said a week. You said two Sundays ago and tried to make everybody.
But what I said was that, you know what? How did this turn on me? What is happening?
You put
right
your
now?
Finger up to adjust your chain, and we've seen this. We've seen this locked in. So we're gonna ask questions.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to be so inquisitive.
You could have fixed your chain with your left hand, but you decided to do this.
I'm right-handed, Kia. I'm right-handed, okay?
Hey man, when you're trying to hide it, you have
the splint match the outfit. Show them. Dude, you are coordinating.
Is it green?
Lift it up. It's not. I swear to God, it's green.
It's not green. It's blue.
No, it's blue. Okay.
It's blue.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Undefeated was a crazy choice.
We got on a pat about not flossing.
I'm still here, baby.
We had a whole segment on that, so you knew we were going to talk about you.
That hat should say defeated. And have a box on it. The interesting
this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into today's first topic. Shout out to our special guest, Kia Foley. We got Dave Hellum here, and we got the OG Squad, Mick Scoop, Patrick Proud. I'm to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this. First topic of the day we have, would you rather never get a hug again versus never get a kiss again?
When you say kiss, that's any, like kiss on the cheek, anything.
Anything.
I'm good without kisses. I think you can, there's plenty of ways to show intimacy besides that.
Yeah. Right.
But hugs is like for, you know, everybody, you know, like if you haven't seen somebody in a long time, I feel like hugs are less personal. I could live without kisses, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't be kissing when you do it?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Doesn't seem like you do.
Necessity,
no.
Though.
It's not necessary. Wait. Does that include like, to be graphic, kissing titties, kissing that kind of stuff? Or are we just talking about intimate lip-to-lip?
I mean, lip-to-lip or lip-to-cheek type of kissing. Yeah. You still suck titties, Pat.
Okay.
Yeah. That was
a nigga Pat trying to keep his relationship in order. That nigga still gonna love you. Relax, nigga.
Wow.
A world without hugs.
I said titties, though.
We don't know what he referred to them as. What'd you say, Dave?
I said a world without hugs is sad. Like, you know what a world without hugs is? Like, I know a lot of studs, right? And then, like, you go in for the hug, but then they just dap you up because they be like, hey, I ain't on that hug shit. And then
I never know what to do. You right. Like,
I don't want to live in that world.
What do y'all do?
There's a lot of studs that don't hug?
Man. Yeah. I mean, it's different for us because we're men, so, like, If there's a group of girls and then like a very obvious stud, we'll hug everybody. And then you get to a point where like, damn, if I just go for the dap, that might be offensive. But if I hug, they she might be like, I ain't with that gay stuff, you know. So wait, I don't know. What? I never know what to do.
That's a real thing, man.
It's real shit.
I'm like, wait.
It's funny that like she hug? Calls the hug and get the gay shit. She
yeah, no, it's true. Hey, any studs that follow this show, let us know in the comments. What are we supposed to do?
Oh. Well, I mean, if somebody don't want to hug, they don't want to hug. I thought.
They be like, do you hug your men friends? I'm like, yeah.
I do hug. That's what I was thinking of. Like, when I ain't seen my homies in a while, I give them the dap and then the hug on the back.
Yeah, but that's a hug attachment. When's the last time you, like, just straight up, like, just... hugged.
Yeah, you don't wiggle your hands before the hug. That's
what I'm saying. I don't remember the last time I just hugged.
You can hug, but you can't wiggle your hands.
It's usually
I'm wiggling
like
my hands attachment. From my own, Keon. When I see you next time, I'm like, Kiki, come here.
And I'm just gonna flick that one. You're gonna be like, damn, I'm gonna hit it. And just watch you curl over.
He's gonna be hurt for another 2 weeks.
he'll be out till 2025.
Why don't men be giving hugs? Keon, you too masculine to give a hug.
No, I said hugs are fine. Pat came in with the wiggles. I didn't like the wiggles.
You don't like this?
The wiggles. No, not unless you're
but this is okay.
No, none of this. No actions.
Just how do you hug without the dap first? How do you ask for it? You just like, come on. Like it has to be attached to the dap.
I think.
Like I don't remember. When's the last time you hugged one of your homies without the dap?
Yeah, I do that. I do that. What up, boy? Bow. Just real. Bow. It's like an. It's a,
don't even count. It's got to be like five.
You gotta hit him a little bit.
Yeah, you got aggressive. Good shit, nigga. You know what I mean? Just
how you hug your kids, Keon? How you hug your kids?
Oh, the kids are getting all the kids are getting.
Okay, so you do the little motion. Okay, for sure.
To children, to toddlers.
It's still a part of your life.
But to a grown man, I'm not wiggling my fingers at a grown man. In his face? Nah.
What about this? Wait. What about a strong, like, it's not like this. It's like a, hey, what up, boy?
Why are you beckoning? Like,
I feel like you're asking to be picked up. Like, I can't do that. Hey, what up? Like, what's your friend? Like 6'3". You're like, hey.
Nah, you don't get a hug.
Is it disrespectful if somebody pick you up?
Hell yes.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
And then spin you around like this.
Will your feet go in the air?
Yeah, and they automatically point.
Can't happen.
A hug go too long. You're like, hey, yo, put me down, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's a lot of rules with these hugs, man.
I don't think anybody holds them though. I don't think I've never hugged a dude and they held the hug.
Really?
If you haven't seen them for a long time, you don't like turn it into a fist. Like, what up, boy?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's fair.
A funeral
fist ball up is essential.
And I was about to say sadness. That's different.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so bad.
Niggas
is
going
so
through
sorry,
some
y'all.
Shit. That's different.
I be hugging my homies when I miss them. I'm like, hey, boy, see you in a minute. And I'll make it weird. I'll hug him a little long to make it.
You don't fist. You don't at least make fists in the back.
Okay.
I lock my arms. I'll do this so they can't get away.
Wow. You wrap your legs around.
We are extended.
You say what, Meg?
Do you wrap your legs around him?
Why would I do that? Shut up, man.
What you did?
But so what if you did? I'm sick in these boxes of what you think I should be like, okay? I'm still a man.
Yeah,
I was going to say that I feel so bad for y'all that y'all have to like discuss how to hug properly, but it's like...
Not for real.
And I feel so bad that that's what men have to deal with. Like, y'all are, if you hug your boy too long and it's like, oh, like
it's no so one said
rules,
that.
Meg, it's so many rules. You cannot send one letter
text. That's what I'm saying. I feel so bad for y'all. I'm sorry.
Wait, Dave, what?
Like if I'm coming to your house and I say, see you soon, I can't say K. I got to be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't send you one letter. Like, whenever you send somebody one letter or an emoji, You know, now you get the you
can't do emojis. We can't be emotional.
Not really. I mean, you can do a you can do a GIF.
GIFs are mainly emojis, though. That's crazy. Aww. I found out that K wasn't masculine this year. Actually, I be saying KK, and nobody corrected me until I got absolutely destroyed this year. I got roasted to oblivion, and I didn't even know that wasn't bad.
Who told you about that?
Eggplant emoji. Respond.
Probably y'all.
After you said that.
Probably y'all.
I feel like that's so on brand for you. I'll be like, yeah, you send the K in your text.
I didn't know that was weird.
Now I gotta go through. Does he do this?
Okay.
Have I never said anything?
Mm-mm-mm. Keon be doing the K too?
K or KK? I'm good for both. Where I was before.
Why were you doing KK? What?
He never sent KK, but he has sent emojis. He said this one.
Okay, that's feminine.
I didn't say nothing to it. I was just like,
I want
to
pick one of the states.
Your emojis, Pat. Don't let nobody tell you about yourself. If you want to put KK, you put that. If you want to use emojis, you put that. If you want to wear your cloudy shorts, you do what you want.
I'm done with
your KK flag proud, friend.
Wow. I'm done with those. I'm still doing emojis though.
Anytime somebody put friend on the end of the statement, they talk to me.
I just think it's emojis, you can't do what you want to do as a man. You gotta be like, oh no, is my masculinity like,
you know what? It's different with your friend group because you know your friends, typically you know your friends' boundaries and parameters. So you know it's just like with greeting other people, like you wouldn't just, you know what I'm saying, throw that hug on them like that.
Also, black men have more rules than anybody else.
Yes, oh, yeah. Exactly. When it comes to masculinity, black men write the book on it, even though it's over-masculine, it's hyper-masculine.
It's pretty deep.
And that's what makes me so sad, because you guys are the epitome of masculinity. It doesn't matter what you do, like, you're still masculine. You're black men. So it just sucks that you have more rules than, like, you know, you go overseas and you see dudes in Europe or like dudes in the Middle East. They hugging, they dancing together, and nobody's saying anything about them.
Blame black women.
Well, slavery. There was a lot.
Like, you know what? Here's a grenade.
You know what?
This is going way too smoothly. I got something for you.
You know what?
It's fucking hilarious.
You know what?
I'm about to do this. This bores me.
Here's this.
There you go. Let's
turn. You know what?
Yeah. Fucking hilarious. I don't know. I like kissing when I do it, though.
I'm sorry?
Like having sex.
Because we were talking about hugs. So I was like, wait, what's happening?
You needed at least 1 to 2 sentences before. Yeah.
I know we said there shouldn't be rules, but nigga, that's a rule. You
context.
You can't just be kissing when you hug.
I like kissing when I do it.
Just a kiss on the cheek when you go in there for the hug. How you doing?
All right.
But to hear you can hug more people like than you would actually kiss. You see what I mean? So then,
no doubt. More versatility. Absolutely. I mean, I'm still probably gonna pick hug, but it's just gonna be unfortunate.
You know what, Tahir? You give really good hugs. It's like a big old warm barrel. I just
hugging a barrel.
It's warm though. It's a soft, warm barrel.
Don't try to clean it up, nigga. You said what the fuck you said, man. You knew exactly what you was doing.
Hugging a Maker's Mark barrel.
Hey, no.
With diabetes. No.
Yeah, you do be giving good hugs, though. I give it
magic hugs like a wire hanger. It's a little bony ass.
Hey, that do sound uncomfortable.
I'm not
bony anymore, though.
Your hugs are like strong hugs, but I just be feeling like I can't hug you back that strong either. Like you're gonna break. Your body feels a little frail.
You talking to me or to here? Yes, damn it. I don't get where I get it. I was frail when I was in my late 20s, but I'm like, I'm hefty now. Come on, yo.
Pat, you ain't no fucking healthy, bro. Calm down. Listen, that's
hefty.
Yeah, that's not your life. It's not your, you're healthy. You're not healthy. Okay.
And just because you wear a bigger shirt size don't mean you bigger.
I did try that. That was part of the plan.
No.
Those will swallow him up. Looking like Tommy off Rugrats is walking.
You're still extra medium. Extra medium over there.
Man, what was the question? Fuck all that.
I think we agreed on hugs.
Hugs or kisses.
Never get hugs again and never get a kiss again.
Yeah, I ain't tripping on never getting a kiss again.
Also, you could hug somebody with bad hygiene and it's just only like half bad. But you kiss somebody with bad hygiene, you could, that could leave with you. What is it? SARS? Isn't that a thing? Maggie would know.
No.
Oh. It was big in that part of the world at one point, right?
Aren't you like 3% Chinese?
What? I mean, yeah.
Not these young people.
That's not enough.
It was enough for you to mention. So yes, these young people that you talk about.
Well, it's a clean 3%. I for sure went too far with the SARS jokes. I see that now.
Don't cut this out. Keep leaving it all in.
Keanu laughs at shit that's completely unhinged and not okay.
Let his intrusive thoughts win. Like,
I see this. Oh. I see my mistake now. I mean, y'all heard all the frail comments, right? Come on, give me a chance.
I'm still gonna give you a hug, let's though, Pat. Okay.
I vote for hugs. Next topic.
Hugs, <aren't.
laughs> hugs for sure.
I keep hugs. Get rid of kisses. All right, it's unanimous with the hugs.
Wait, what did Dave say? Dave, you said it.
I said hugs.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to jump into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather have a partner with an annoying best friend versus an intimidating ex?
Easy. Give me the annoying best friend.
I need clarity. I don't know what an intimidating ex means.
Okay, so.
Our ex or their ex?
Yeah, it's your partner's ex. They have an intimidating ex. Maybe they still work together or
by. I thought you meant intimidating like this nigga can kill me.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's intimidating, like bigger than you.
Pretty intimidating.
Never smiles at you, always like gives you a look like intimidating like that.
He could probably annoying best friend. He could probably beat you up.
Annoying best friend. You know how many niggas kill over women? Like that's crazy. I'm not dealing with that. And
annoying best friends, that's just normal.
It's just annoying.
Wait, what is it? What's an intimidating ex look like for a man?
I just said
that's what we were talking about.
No. I'm saying for like my man's ex, like for his ex.
Hear me out.
Annoying for you.
Young Ma.
What does the intimidating female look like? Like what is
she? Maybe she works with you and she always walks by your desk and bumps it or like knocks something off or you know something's wrong with your desk.
No, you know, you live in Atlanta. You know what a woman that can clearly fight looks like.
Oh, like that. Okay.
Yeah, like she
would be
like
the same thing
like
for a woman as it would be for the man.
I don't know why you needed more clarity on that. It's the glasses.
Well, no, just be like and talking, bro. She talking for no reason. She just be talking.
Wow. So okay, but it's okay for Dave to get clarity, but not me.
Shut up. Dave's question was a real question. His question was the first one. You could have followed up on what was answered for him.
Your double standards. Expect as much from a barrel.
Oh my god. Y'all gonna stop this shit. All right. Number one. Number two, I think for an intimidating thing, it's not for me like the cool factor. Like women sometimes have an ex that I'm like, this nigga is way cooler than me. Like he got more money, he looked better. Like at any moment you might go back to sucking this nigga's dick. Like if I slip up, right? So to me, I've dealt with shit like that. I don't like that. Like niggas who own multiple suits. You know what I'm saying? Like
That is crazy.
My ex had a dude, he had all these like tailored suits. I had one suit at the time. I was like, I hate this nigga. I hate it.
Yeah, that was intimidating for you. It wasn't the macho threatening. It was the
whole package, but the lifestyle. The fact that he had suits. Mm-hmm. And not like the bad suits, like the real suits. They only had like two buttons. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he do shit.
The niggas who wear different suits every single day, and it's like, where do you even keep all these? Like, how is your whole wardrobe suits? That's crazy.
But niggas who are in shape and who have a BMI less than 28, you know what I'm saying? Like that's a very specific thing.
That was hella specific.
All you niggas hate me. That's what you saying.
I just like this is not for me.
Skinny ass niggas.
Keon, you got a bunch of suits?
No, I have two.
Damn.
Damn.
Y'all are in the business, so you need suits.
Damn. More than what?
I don't need suits for what you do. So two is fine.
You got red carpets you have to go to and stuff like that.
I have events to go to, I get stuff. I just go get what I need for the event. But I don't keep it on hand because I know I ain't using it like that.
Yeah.
I probably got about 7 suits.
Yeah. If you don't get you a good suit supply suit, you know what I'm saying? Something from Century City.
He talking to you, Pat.
What?
Talking to Pat? You a suit. Get you a suit.
I have suits. I have like two. Okay, I got a funeral suit.
You got to have a funeral.
That's really the only one I needed my whole life. Then right. I have a blue suit. Damn, do I have two suits? I might have three.
Is it a leisure suit or is it like an actual suit?
No. They for real suits. Oh, yeah. Because I was doing this hosting job a couple years ago. So I have like three suits. They just, you know, them things that you zip up? I literally haven't looked at them since I've worn them.
You don't have suits? How many suits you got, Matt? Meg got all of Khadijah James' old suits.
She got pantsuits like Hillary Clinton.
Khadijah James' old pantsuit. God damn it.
Oh my gosh. I love her too.
Love you too.
Blanket ass.
Wait. Do you have a pantsuit?
A pantsuit?
A Kamala Harris.
I used to. I'd rather just wear a dress, like instead of a pantsuit.
You have like pantsuit energy though.
Thank you, because women with pantsuits are bosses. Matter of fact, if you go to Janet Jackson's concert, she always wears pantsuits.
I never thought about that.
She always wears pantsuits.
I just figured maybe
like 6 or 7 in the show. And I'll be, go ahead, girl, with your pantsuit.
You know, the pantsuit, the jackets for shoulders, like men's jackets, you know what I mean?
Padding.
I just figured she wore them because, you know, it fits.
Now, she wear a pantsuit with a football jersey over the
She got that Talib Kweli.
What's happened in the last 5 seconds? Like, what?
This is what we do, Dave. Welcome to the circus.
Dumb comments.
That's Talib Kweli. What is that? What is
you know how he'd be wearing blazers with normal outfits? That's us. You ain't never seen Talib Kweli dress up.
How everybody went to the club in the 2000s.
Oh my god, I'm so glad that's over. I hope that's one fashion trend.
Yeah, the blazer with the jeans, like the Dave Chappelle show outfit.
Yeah, exactly. He was very him and Talib Kweli did that shit.
They made us do that to get in clubs though. It wasn't like 2003, 2005. They made us wear blazers and hard bottoms to get in clubs. Yes, they were thinking like, oh, they're not gonna fight if they had that on. Nigga, yes, we will.
2004.
2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, we had to wear the blazers to get in the club.
You had to wear a blazer and a t-shirt or a blazer and a button down. But
yeah, like, I didn't know that. That's the origin of that?
Yeah.
You know, Jay-Z, when Jay-Z said, take the throwback jersey, switch your style up,
But those were button-ups.
Well, I mean, that's what in the club we either had to wear a blazer and a t-shirt or a blazer and a button-up.
That was just a button-up.
Or just a button-up.
With no shirt.
Even back then, I was not pro blazer. That was crazy. But I wasn't in the club either.
That was just the fashion at the time, though, man. You go to like a little thrift store, get you a little musty $5 blazer, and just come out and
it come musty.
Is that the Goodwill? Ah,
that's part of the discount.
Yes, musty blazers in the year 2005.
That's crazy.
It was a time, though, man, because that was. It was right on, like, the blazers got big right as the big belt buckles or the name belt buckles was going out. But niggas was blending the two. So nigga have on the blazer, the button-up shirt, the sweater over it, and all of that tucked in behind the belt buckle and just taking pictures like Superman.
That was the worst part is, like, the big belt buckles were ridiculous enough already, but that was paired with insanely big shirts. So we had, like, 4Xs that we had to stuff the middle in just to... Just
and big jeans. ERD. Remember, we were still wearing big jeans too. The jeans were swallowing up the shoes. The shoes looked like sunflower seeds on our feet.
The bowling shoes.
I'm surprised you didn't see the video, Pat. I did a whole video on this very thing.
What, the belt buckle?
The shoes, the outfits, that whole time period.
How long ago? Send it to me.
I'll send it to you right now.
I would rather have a dude with big old jeans and a belt buckle than these little skinny jeans that look like.
Really? Which one was really worse though? Because they were both really rough periods in fashion.
I don't know. As a man, can you like, what can you do in tight jeans? I don't know.
But that's over now though, right? Y'all do realize.
I live in Atlanta, baby. It's still happening.
No, yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Then YN still out there doing it hard with the skinny jeans.
Super skinny jeans, like the. Because what's crazy is like even in the skinny jean era, I was wearing like skinny jeans, but then I saw other people's skinny jeans, and it was like crazy. It seemed like some people had just like a whole side of the mall that I didn't know about because it was like super super skinny, and then they were kind of big at the top, so it kind of looked like you know like when you roll up toothpaste. So it's just like they were like big body on the top, but then the really jeans smaller. Were like, how'd you even get those on? Pause.
Rappers love doing that too. I hate seeing rappers with stupid ass skinny jeans and their money shoved into their pockets. They want to have it halfway out so they can grab it. It looks so dumb to me, dude.
Pretty dangerous too.
Get some straight legs or something at least.
Jeans are dead.
I'm gonna do both of you, Pat.
You say jeans are dead?
Remember, we had this conversation. I said
overall,
I have not worn jeans in months. Like I just feel like it's just for me. I'm a certain age where I'm like,
low-key, I haven't either.
I would rather put on some chinos or some daddy shorts. You know what I'm saying? And go out and have
what are daddy shorts?
You know, the they come up above your knee.
Hoochie
you know?
Daddy shorts. He didn't want to call himself a hoochie. You want to put on some hoochie daddy shorts? That's what you were saying.
Yeah, you right.
Thought ass. You thought papa.
Pat, why you act like you surprised? You don't even wear jeans. The last time you wore jeans, everybody was shocked.
Remember when he wore the jeans and the chucks to the office? We was like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He was like, no, black jeans. Like, never seen you in jeans.
As a black chucks to the office. And we was like, is everything okay at home?
That's when I'm dressing up.
It wasn't even
dressing. Keon, what were you doing?
It looked weird with jeans. Oh. So we never...
That was the times, bro. It wasn't our choice.
What were you doing?
Bro? It wasn't our choice, bro. They was like, you niggas not getting in unless you wear this ridiculous stuff. And we were like, but vagina's in the club, so we're going to put on this blazer.
The matching glasses with everybody is insanity.
Oh, it was a terrible time.
Everybody wore those glasses, though, them big brown frames that T.I. was wearing. Not the best.
These
vests are crazy.
Or the Velcro ones.
What were those? Who had those?
Bro.
Everybody. Those are the club shoes. If you ain't want to wear dress shoes.
What, the Creative Rex?
Yep, Creative Rex. I didn't do the Steve Maddens though. I had the Diesels. Diesels was mine.
Yeah,
was
the Diesels. Some people, somebody dropped a Diesel in my Facebook. They were like, I had these. I was like, it wasn't
the tie is so crazy.
We're all doing terrible things.
I didn't know niggas was wearing ties in the club though.
They were double polos.
I feel like that's when dudes actually dance.
Full sweat. And then he had all that on just to take it all off. My shirt, blazer, everything was coming off. Immediately.
I noticed that in the beginning of the video, I could tell it's the same night. You have like a vest, a tie, and a shirt on, and then you have just the vest and the shirt on, and then the next picture, you just have the shirt on.
By the time I ended the night, that was open. Everything was out. Like you,
as you walked in, just everything came
up. I love it. I'm in now.
Let me just drop all this.
Oh, shit.
Yes, that was a time. Now everybody just stand around looking at each other.
I don't know what y'all do. I don't.
Yeah, I don't be there no more. I don't know what's going on in there.
I tried to get Dave to go out with us Saturday. Dave was like, I'm going home. I got a kid.
My man.
I'm 40.
No, it's not that. It's just the fact I'm like you, bro. I'm just like you. And I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna come home at 6 a.m. and I'm not gonna get no vagina until the next leap year. And I don't have time.
My man.
When's the next leap year?
Keep your home happy.
2029.
Damn. 28. The fact you know, I feel like you got that threat before.
I had to go to the Canada. It was like, let me see when that. All right, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna get it together.
Shit, I wouldn't go out either. Damn. That was definitely the Neo era. I could tell.
Oh yeah. I remember getting Neo's first single. So sick. I remember that single. They had like three snippets on the CD as well.
He's still dressed like that though.
Well, he definitely still does the hats. I think Neo's a good time, man. Neo will kick it. That nigga will party.
First of all, nobody has ever said that. Like that's some inside baseball shit right there.
I'm just trying to tell you that nigga Neo, he can't.
You and Timu Usher, like nobody has ever said this about.
He's a cool nigga. He's a cool nigga, bro.
You can't get Usher.
Timu Usher is crazy. God damn it. Holy shit.
Ooh, I'm trying to wait till we become better friends so I can ask him about that one picture where he was like this, laying down. Y'all know the picture I'm talking about?
Mm. No.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't.
You have it saved?
No, just don't ask him.
He's in the picture.
You ain't seen the one he's on my back.
What, he the one like with the reflectors up for the camera? Like, hey.
Imagine Neo didn't remember it. Like, what picture are you talking about? And then it's like, oh, I'm creepy. Oh, I am a creep. That was quick.
That's what
we can't see it to hear. It's not.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
You remember that one?
And I don't remember it, but that's pretty crazy. Homie?
That's who you be hanging with.
Is he on a slide? What was he?
What did you Google? I don't know how that. I don't know how that happens.
What did you Google to find him?
Yeah, what did you Google? How did you find that?
I typed in Neo laying down, and it came. She said, "I took the picture, girl. Fuck you."
Why would you search Neo laying down?
That is forever on your hard drive, my boy.
No, I'm saying originally, where did you see it?
Originally, I saw it on like Twitter first.
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
It was a thing.
Ooh, took that up, man.
That's hella funny.
Let's put it to a vote, though, man. What y'all going with? Y'all going with
Neo. I pick Neo.
What's the annoying best friend versus an intimidating ex?
Annoying best friend.
Annoying best friend.
We've all already dealt with that.
Yeah, that's just a normal. That's normal. I don't like half her friends.
Damn.
If, wait, hold on. I don't like nobody. Let me hold on. Let me ask y'all this real quick. Do y'all's lady have like is there a couple that you like the man, like you're cool with him? And if y'all go out as like a double date or something, you like, yeah, that's my homie. Is there anybody? And then your girl or your wife is with the other girl and wife, and they're like besties. Do y'all have that situation with any of her friends?
I do.
Okay,
what do you mean?
Everybody gets along?
Meaning like no, like you hanging with the dude, the husband or the boyfriend, like that's your homie too.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people I'd be like, that nigga cool.
Okay.
But you're saying that we don't like the woman and the other couple?
No. This is separate from the topic. I was just asking if you have like if
another there's a couple that we cool
like, with. I like the dude. You're not just hanging with them because your girl, that's your girl's best friend. But you actually like the dude. Like that's my homie.
I got a few. Like we've been to basketball games and all kind of shit. Like, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to jump into this last topic right after this. All right, would you rather be given $1 million tomorrow versus $10 million in 5 years?
I mean, tomorrow I ain't promised, man. Give me that million now.
Yeah.
I don't want to go dark, but like we getting old, people dying every day. Like, just give me, I don't know what's going to happen. Give me that million now and let me do what I got
to
do.
That's the same thing Farrah said when I asked her today. She was like, I might not even make it 5 years. I was like, what do you plan on doing?
No, I'm not you myself. Doing anything, but you just never know.
So yeah, I'm going to bet on myself. I'm going to bet on myself. And the fact that I live in LA, a million ain't going to do shit for me, honestly. So like, let me get some inflation. Put some blessings out in the world. And in 5 years, I will still be alive.
So, Dave, you're going to wait. You're going to wait on it.
I'm going to wait. I've always been that person with the lottery mm-hmm. that give me my money now or give it to me over 20 years. Give it to me over 20 years because I'm going to fuck it up.
Oh, well, that's...
You know, you can just, like, put
yourself,
it in a trust.
Knowing yourself is... That's smart.
No, I'm a... Look, man. Do you know
hey, how baby, so his eyes be telling you, I'm for real.
You know how many OnlyFans subscriptions you could pay for? Like if you have money? Like,
you need to let them keep that money then.
How many are you subscribed to right now, Dave?
None, because I can't.
Sure, I ain't got it. What if I had?
No, because he don't want to get in trouble and have sex the next leap year. That's what.
Keon, you subscribe to any?
No.
We know you do, Tahir. We're not even going to ask.
Absolutely not. Plus, Tahir, you know me, right? Not only would I not subscribe and spend the money, you can find all their pictures online for free.
That's some real shit.
Like, why?
Yeah, that's so goddamn frugal.
Why? You want me to pay for these titties when I could just do a quick Google search? All I want to know is what your areolas are anyway. I'm not even really interested. I'm just curious.
It's his Instagram.
Yeah. I know, but they got other links. And it's a wormhole.
Yeah. Listen, you'll throw off your algorithm by looking at one ass video on Instagram. My For You page looks like Twitter now. And I don't want that for Instagram. Instagram is where I really be trying to do the work at. Twitter is for the filth. But now Instagram is starting to look like it, and I don't appreciate it. Messed up my algorithm. One damn video.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what's in your algorithm, Meg?
My shit hella
children,
food.
Clothing, makeup, and recipes.
It's boring. Boring as fuck. Got it. All right, cool. Yeah, what's in yours?
My fat ass just be looking at food, bro.
Just be looking at hella food.
I be looking at hella food, bro. Like, it be looking good, man.
So many plates. He gotta be starving the fat man inside of him.
I be looking at hella food, bro. I be like, ooh, that's good. Because you know when I be on the road, like most people be like, what you do on the road? You know, all I do is eat. I just go to spots and eat.
Isn't that fun? I don't know why people don't think that's fun. I love trying new places, new cuisines in different cities. That's fun.
The only thing I don't like is like, I feel like it's becoming a problem. because I was driving back from SAC yesterday, and there was a new, like, you know how they be having a food truck, like, and not a convention, but like just be hella food trucks.
Yeah.
There was a bunch that I had never seen before. So I was like, ooh, what they got over there? Traffic had slowed down. Nigga, I almost got in an accident trying to see what new food trucks was over. And I was like, okay, I need to get this under control because this is stupid. This is dumb. Like, I looked like, ooh, and I was like, what am I doing? That's just dumb. So I need help.
You should have just pulled over and looked. Watch.
I was on the freeway though, so I was trying to see if it was worth pulling over. So I was trying to see which trucks they had. But traffic has stopped. I didn't know that it was a hard stop.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta be safe out there, brother.
Yeah, man. You know, you gotta be safe.
Dave, what you looking at? Your algorithm? You trying to clean it up real quick before you show it?
Yeah, he was. He was double tapping families. Like, hold on, look at this baby. This baby cute. Hold on, this mother.
So my algorithm is a combination of Lou Duvall videos. I don't know why he's on my feed so much. And baby memes. You know what I'm saying? Memes that you just share with other people. It's like a real weird community of... But what I was actually looking at my phone for, because I'm also a foodie as well, and you live in Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Have you been to Poor Calvin's?
Yes.
That shit is bomb, right? And I just want to say that. I'd be mad.
What's the place?
Poor Calvin's.
It's like Asian fusion.
And the shit is amazing.
It's good. It's really called, good.
You call it amazing, right? Because I'd be in LA, and I'd be like, it's hard to find, to me, good restaurants out here. People be like,
oh, yeah, for sure. LA, the only thing good at LA is Mexican food. That's amazing. But everything else,
that's cool, but I'm sick of that shit, man. Okay. that's why I felt you. I felt you, Keon. You know what I'm saying? In terms of the food stuff. I'd be deprived out here, man.
Where are you from?
I go to this place. Chicago.
Chicago got the best food.
Pretty fire. Chicago, I ain't gonna lie. I went, right? And everybody was saying Chicago got the best food. And it was delicious. However, everything is heavy. As they like, eat this meat, nigga. Potatoes. That's
cheese.
More cheese and more. And I was like, this is good. But after a few days, I was like, nigga, I want to breathe again. Like, I want to be able to take a dump. I want to be able to, like, I was like, I went to one place and I was like, hey, do y'all have like maybe like a side salad or something? I thought I was going to get shot. They looked at me. Like, don't you ever disrespect us. Take these fries with sauce on it and get the fuck out of my face. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. And throw some cheese at me.
If your pizza is not shaped in squares, I don't want it. Okay? And I just want you all to realize that it's not about the deep dish. It's about the tavern style. And you were in Chicago. They showed you hella love to hear. I remember, like, somebody even tweeted a picture of you.
I had a good time. That's a good ass time. So I always do though.
I said I enjoyed myself. I just said after a while I got tired. I still ate it. I kept eating it. But I just
Cali boy, you was just craving your Mexican food, huh?
Nah, I ate everything. That pizza was fire. That pizza was super fire.
Mm-hmm. You do a colonic when you get back and you shut the fuck up. Right. And you enjoy yourself.
I went to Harold's multiple times. I went to a bunch of pizza spots.
Have you tried the Harold's out here, Dave?
No, I haven't.
Frontier Mall?
I don't crave it like that. I mean, Harold's not like my favorite food.
Yeah, I didn't. It was good, but I did it because I was there. You know what I'm saying? It's not something I'd be like, ooh, I gotta do that again.
Like, they got, what's honey? I'd rather have Honey Kettle out here than Harold's.
Oh, Honey Kettle, good. Them motherfucking biscuits at Honey Kettle.
Oh, the biscuits are good.
Biscuits at Honey Kettle?
Get eyes on this.
So fire. Keon, you had Honey Kettle?
Nah, I'm looking it up.
Oh, you got to go to Culver City, baby. Go to Culver City and get your life together. I want to go. Fire. Well, listen, we got to go ahead and put this to a vote. So, $1 million tomorrow, $5 million in 2 years. I'm sorry, $10 million in 5 years. What you going with?
Yeah, give my money now. I need it now. I can do something with it. I can shoot some stuff. I got things I need to do. I want to move. There's things I need to do.
Mm. Meg?
Yeah, I'm taking $1 million and investing it. Crypto, baby.
You're going to lose that shit so fast. I'm taking $1 million, too. I ain't putting it in no goddamn crypto, but I am taking $1 million.
Because you're a broke boy, that's why.
I'm going to open up a string of 7-Elevens all on the same block, but they're going to be from different regions of the world. So you got the Japanese 7-Eleven. The Japanese 7-Eleven? The Japanese.
Fire.
Fire.
Real good.
That fire. Shit be,
that food so fucking good over there, bro.
In Japan or?
What? The Japanese 7-Eleven? Shit crazy, fire. Bro. Shit
crazy. You can have like ramen with stuff in it that's like.
They got sushi rolls, everything. And this ain't like regular like Ralph's sushi. Like they should be fresh. It's fire over there. That come McDonald's up. Is fire. First time I had like a shrimp patty sandwich was in the Japan McDonald's.
I feel like McDonald's is good everywhere but the U.S.
Food in general would be good everywhere. Like other
Dave
countries.
Looking at, look, Dave looking it up. Dave looking. I saw his eye.
Wait.
I mean, so what? So what? It sounded good. It did.
Looks like give me $5 million. I mean, give me $1 million tomorrow. Has it on that one. Want to thank our special guests, Keon Poli, Dave Heller for pulling up. Patrick Cloud had to slide out a little bit earlier, but he was an OG squad. Me, Meg, Scoop, Pat. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.